spoon too big?
I'm a banana. I got an email today that ended with my spoon is too big. That's weird. Is it from you?
Nope.
All right. I need to be. All right. Hey, we got breaking band news here. Literally. It's from Tim Riley. After 11 years as a band, Sleater-Kinney is breaking up. So there you go. We have decided to go on indefinite hiatus. The upcoming summer shows will be our last. There are no plans for future tours or recordings. We want to thank everybody who has worked with us, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. So Sleater-Kinney is breaking up. If you're listening on the internet in Australia, this means nothing to you.
So each of them be going to become a solo act like Sleater and Kinney separately?
Yeah, the Kinney experience in this later project. All right, 503-733-2970. All right, we'll talk to Jim Rupi in just a second. Then we will do Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Then we got to do the definitive list of things the mystery sound is not. That's what we got to
do. Let's get started.
Listen to
let's
you moving
shake a leg.
We're two bricks behind.
All right.
We'll never get this done.
All right.
Let's get Jim Rupi.
Okay. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, Jim Rupe. How are you, sir?
Well, how are you?
I'm fantastic is how I am.
Good.
I don't know if I'm actually fantastic. I'm decent. I'm good. Can't complain.
Well, there you are.
I can't complain, and nobody would care if I did. You know what I mean?
We would all care.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. How's life in Southern California, my friend?
It's hot and it's beautiful.
I don't mean to be going on about the heat, but we sort of swapped weather there for a couple of days because it was like 180 degrees here every day.
Well, we got it back now.
All right, excellent. Hey, so there's a whole bunch of things going on. First of all, there's these, I mean, most importantly, I guess, from our point of view, is Jackson. Is it true that Jackson, first he was in L.A., and then he was in Bahrain, but now he's not in Bahrain anymore. Now he's huge in Europe or something?
Well, we are told, anyway, by Ramon Bain, who is the spokesperson,
right,
that he is traveling in Europe and considering settling there, possibly Paris.
Okay.
But I think his mail still goes to Bahrain.
that's sort of like, there's an example there that I can't. But I mean, usually when someone goes to Paris, it's because they're misunderstood everywhere, but the Parisians embrace them and love them. I don't really know that he's embraced or loved willingly by anybody now.
I don't know. And he's also supposed to be planning another record and a couple of appearances and maybe a concert, so I don't know what, you know, his brain works differently than everybody else's. I don't think the sun is yellow in his world or the sky blue.
Maybe he's going to become the new Jerry Lewis to the French.
It seems very unlikely to me. His spokesperson has announced a 47-year-old is planning to restart his pop career.
Yeah.
That'll happen with a move to Europe. And then, so this guy is suing him.
It's going to have to be like, you know, Bucharest or something.
Maybe. Mark Schaffel claims Jackson owes him money, blah, 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 blah. But listen to this. Transcripts of Jackson's previous depositions, quote, suggest his memory of key events can be fuzzy, end quote. Which seems like a little bit of I just remember watching him coming and going from that to courthouse. And boy, can I just tell you this, of all of the indignities that were visited upon the Rick Emerson Show during our stint with Intercom Radio, all of the many disrespectful and diminishing actions taken against this show and the audience during that tenure, none was more egregious than the fact that during the Jackson criminal molestation trial in Los Angeles, for most of that, we were denied access to Jim Rupe at CNN.
I wish you had me, because it was a very interesting 6 months.
I'll forgive a lot of things, but I'll never forgive that. I will never forgive the fact that we were disallowed from being a CNN affiliate during the Michael Jackson trial. I will carry that grudge till I die.
If you ever hold an intelligent conversation with Laura Caviezel, and she will tell you for sure, if she remembers that far back, she can be fuzzy too, that I said several times during that trial that I wish we were still Emerson affiliates.
I know. Everybody in the audience was like, where's Jim Rupe? And I just had to say, like, I don't know. And I was having to give, like, the, you know, I was just having to say flat out, like, they did. They said no. Like, Entercom was like, hey, we don't need this CNN. And I was I was trying to explain to them, like, well, we're a news, we do news stuff, and it'd be nice to have actual news outlets. You don't need it. Read USA Today like everybody else. That was kind of their suggestion.
Section E.
Yeah, seriously, just go to the purple section and quit your bitching.
That's where you get all your bits from.
Totally.
That's funny.
Except you can never get, because the purple section is always gone, though, because every morning station, every morning show in the building has found the purple section, because that's where their show comes from in its entirety every day.
And you can really tell that. I can tell that from affiliates all over the place when they start talking to me in the mornings. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I have said for the longest time that you ought to sell, they ought to sell to radio stations a special copy of USA Today that costs 25 cents more that has five purple sections, because that's the only section any radio people ever read. That's it, man. So, hey, is it true that Jerry Rubin, I thought Jerry Rubin was dead.
It's not the same Jerry Rubin.
Oh, well, never mind then.
This guy has been an activist for 20-some-odd years, but this is not that Jerry Rubin.
This is not Chicago 8 Jerry Rubin.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, never mind. This is some guy. It's like you can't be an activist named Jerry. That's like being a soul singer named James Brown.
No, it's very misleading, and you know, I'm the first to say, now, you're not that Jerry Rubin.
Right.
No, I'm not. I said, okay, you should say that.
Yeah, seriously. That's like, you know, when I'm in the airport and they're like, you know, would John Cleese, you know, and then it's like some other guy, you know? So, all right. Well, in any event, so some other guy named Jerry Rubin did something, but
rose the flag. Yeah.
Doesn't really. I don't really matter. All right, there you go. And there's other things, and so forth,
and so forth, and so on.
Let me ask you this, just as a final question.
All right.
In all of her, I mean, many conversations that you might have had on a conference call, or maybe when all the CNN anchors are gathered around the news desk, and you're
has Lisa Goddard talked about you?
Oh, my God.
Am I so transparent?
It's known that you're creepy.
I'm not creepy.
Yeah, it's not creepy. I think that's a legitimate question.
I was just going to ask
you
this.
No, Rick is creepy. The question is...
No. I am not creepy either. It's that Sarah is obsessed with the discussions, with the interpersonal relationship that she claims...
Don't make me embarrass you in front of
Jim. I thought she was obsessed with Gary Baumgarten.
Me?
Sarah? Yes, she is.
I am?
I don't know.
Gary Baumgarten.
I love that.
All I'm asking you is this. In your estimation as a man who's been around, you've seen things, you've lived in this world, Jim Roop, if you are having a conversation with a woman, and that at some point in the conversation, she finds a way to mention, she finds a way to say, by the way, I am wearing high heels today.
Mm-hmm.
Would you perhaps assume...
That opens the door for me.
That's what I'm saying. It's not just me.
No.
Okay, there you go.
That opens more than a window. That's a door.
That's all I'm saying. That was just my... That was my estimation as well. And there
Lisa was just commenting on her apparel.
Uh-huh.
For what reason?
Well, that depends on who you ask, I suppose.
I think that her shoes were uncomfortable, and Rick thinks that...
Why would she even share that information with me?
Because
if your bra straps were too tight...
I tell you that.
Would you tell Jim Roop that your bra straps were too tight?
Maybe not Jim, but Jim and I don't
because she's seen my picture.
Bada bing!
Of course not, Jim Roop, but Yuri Baumgart.
It's fantastic. You guys are going to have lots to talk about the next time there's a conference call. All right.
Yes, I will do some investigations. Very subtle, I promise.
Okay, no, yeah, please. Yeah, okay.
Don't worry, I'm real good at this.
Don't tip my hand or anything. Oh. All right, Jim Roop.
Don't survive in this business from not being subtle. Yet.
That's why we missed you. All right, Jim Roop, then we'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, buddy.
All right, there you go. There's Jim Roop live in Los Angeles.
What's with the Gary Baumgarten
thing? Do you have a crush on Gary Baumgarten?
I don't even know what he looks like.
Maybe it's just the voice.
I think I have a crush on New York.
You women, though, you don't need... Scotty brought me water. Thank you, sir. In a Christmas mug. Thank you, Scotty.
That's very nice.
It's very festive.
Even though you were complaining about the sandwich he brought you.
I wasn't complaining about the sandwich.
Where did that sandwich come from?
Oh, you shrew. That is not...
I get my own lunch. I can't believe you'd actually take it upon yourself to send the intern to get your food. It's just rude.
I get my own lunch. You said it just like Billy Zane in Titanic there. I make my own luck. Isn't that right, Lovejoy? Then that's our play. It's 503. There's one on the other side taking men. All right, it's 503-73. I just watched the whole three-disc Titanic special edition the other day.
Elaine and I, no joke, we sat at home and watched Stigmata and the Titanic specials on Friday night.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't care, Jen Lane, anybody wants to get up in my face about Titanic. You know, I know that it's fashionable now to deny that you like Titanic.
Did you cry?
Not like the last time, but when I first saw it, in fact, I saw it two or three times in the theater. I saw it by myself. And I saw it with Laura, and then some friends and I saw it, or something in that order somehow. But man, I cried like a baby, cried like a little girl at the end. And you know what? And everybody did the same. And now time has passed and people will deny it. Now it's all hip to pretend that you don't like Titanic, but I know you watched it and I know you cried like a sissy at the end. We all did.
I love it. It's my sick movie whenever I'm not feeling well.
And it's James Cameron. I'm not going to take any crap from anybody about liking a James Cameron film. You can pound it. You don't like me liking a James Cameron film. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Rick, don't forget to do the song about girls who cut themselves. That sounds interesting. By the way, I didn't know you guys used Nightwish behind Spot the Fake Metal lyrics. That is awesome. Signed, The Girl Next Door. All right. Anyway, we're keeping it real. We got the real metal with the metal power here. Okay. What are we doing, Sarah? I'm going to step back. I'm going to step back and let you produce for a second.
I think we should play that song, so you need to step back over here and play the song.
Here. All right, we're going to do, this is the song about girls who
cut
themselves.
Let's play the girls cutting song.
And then what?
And then we'll come back to Tim Riley.
Into the break?
Into the break.
All right, hold on. Backstreet Boys, say goodbye.
That sounds like a workable plan.
I've got all, 600-pound woman survives. Where? I'm just trying to find the,
Oh, no, Tim has more than 600 pounds here.
I have a half-ton Mexican man.
I'm sorry? Like in your basement at home?
No.
Come over, I've got a half-ton Mexican man in my basement.
The story of a half-ton Mexican man who lost 200 pounds.
Is this like a joke? Is he walking into a bar with a rabbi and a duck?
No. This is the reason why we're getting all these illegal aliens, because this man is eating all the food in Mexico.
Jesus God.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is. And smiling for the picture.
In a diaper.
I don't know what that is.
That's a bed sheet.
He made a desperate plea on national television in January. Unable to leave his bed, the 41-year-old mechanic... How would that man get underneath the car? He's a mechanic. He longs to move on.
I've got a half-pound Mexican man.
He longs
man.
To move again.
My father cursed Aunt Jemima to the day he died.
What was he pleading?
Let me...
All right.
Unable to move from his bed in 5 years, okay. The 41-year-old man longed to move again.
I guess we're just doing
his
story now.
His plea was answered by doctors and nutritionists who prescribed a diet... Helped him lose 200 pounds, but he still has 770 pounds to go.
Oh.
He feels better now. He can stretch and move a bit. He has enough energy to sit up and move the sheets that are covering his body.
Does someone come in and squeegee?
This thread is useless without picks.
I'm not sure.
All right.
How he's scrubbed down.
Okay. I don't want to hear how he scrubs down. I don't want to hear about folds, openings, in any way. Are we done?
Well, those are some breasts.
Okay.
Yeah,
moving on.
We're moving forward.
All I said was, what's next? I've got a half-ton Mexican man.
Oh, I was just thinking.
Is it like we're playing some sort of news poker? I've got a three-headed baby. I'll see your half-ton Mexican man.
But you had a 600-pound woman somewhere.
It was late.
We should get them together.
She looked thinner. I'm sorry?
We should get them together.
Okay, we're stopping this now. This ends now. Jesus. Okay, we're going to play this song. And then I don't know what's happening. Okay, we're going to play this song. Okay, we've got to do this Things the Mystery Sound Isn't. And we got to do at least one more Spot the Fake Metal lyrics. Because I got like 3 more pair of tickets to give away. And I got to get it done by the end of tomorrow's show.
Okay.
Let's because the show is because the show starts like at 4 p.m. on Friday. I guess we could give them away Friday. I just said, let's get cracking.
Oh, you could do it during Stephanie Miller and come in early.
All right. Stephanie Miller's fans seem like big hate breed fans. All right. I'm going to read you now this email. Rick, as promised, here is a cop. This is from Benjamin. Copy of my song, She's My Borderline Baby. A little explanation to go with the song. Cutting or self-mutilation is a hallmark of borderline personality disorder. Attention, Kara. Not because Kara's borderline, but because she works with crazy people. So I took off with that notion and threw in other characteristic behaviors and symptoms of borderline personality disorder. This describes probably 2/3 of the people on Sarah's MySpace. These include everything from mood swings and suicidal gestures to verbal and physical abuse towards others. Who creates a song for this? I also have a great song for you about a gator who dismembers small children. I've got a sinus infection, though, so it's going to be a while. All right. This... Unprompted is from Benjamin. This is, I believe, to the tune of a Billy Joel song. This is a song about girls who cut themselves. Only on the Rick Emerson Show.
She's a little unstable. She has her mood swings. She manipulates me like a puppet on strings. She's abusive and hostile, then loving and sweet. it's a fatal attraction. She's my borderline baby.
Okay.
She acts like she's two when I won't buy her toys. She's a little delusional and paranoid. She's helpless and hopeless emotionally.
There's some guy out there who thinks this is hot.
She's a girl interrupted.
Yeah, it's the guy who wrote this.
My and me.
Baby.
She's a girl interrupted.
No, she cuts on herself. Says it helps ease the pain.
This is so, so wrong.
She blames it on me. Sometimes when she puts out my feelings, she changes her mind.
Good Lord.
She feels empty inside. I can't do a thing. She's working real hard at self-destructing. She slept with my best friend because she felt lonely. Like Marla from Fight Club, she's my borderline baby.
It's the best song I've ever heard.
This is a great song.
Why did we wait a week to play this? Oh, it's my fault.
She's mean and vindictive. She broke my TV.
This was any one of our listeners.
She beat me up. The cops arrested me. Ran up my visa, I know she won't pay. So play Misty for me.
Hey!
She's my borderline baby.
Great cultural reference
wow.
there, a little Eastwood.
No, she says if I leave, she'll take her own life. She'll blame it on me.
I think I dated this girl.
No, God help me, but I sometimes wish that she would, cause then I would be free.
Steve Rick Emerson Show.
She tells me I hate her and I wonder why. But she's proud of my name that she carved in her thigh. She's shallow and heartless, but what can I do? I can't help but love her. I guess I must like the abuse. I can't help but love her. I guess I must like the abuse.
All right, there you go. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, that's Benjamin there.
Oh, my God.
He emailed that to us. That's fantastic.
That was awesome.
We waited like a year to play that. I feel bad now. All right.
That'll turn up on the Pants Off, Dance Off.
I was just going to say it's more likely that it'll turn up on another radio show.
Or a little girl, oh. came, a little girl came out of a coma after listening to it.
She was... totally. It's a Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah, I heard you watermark that. Good boy.
Am I so unsubtle? All right, back after this. It's a Rick Emerson Show coming up. Spot the fake metal lyrics and things the mystery sound isn't. Stay there. Back after this. It's a Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Hello, Rick and crew, this email says. I, too, must hear your every utterance. In order to listen to you in the car, I get my lunch noodles to go. Now my slacks are stained with teriyaki sauce. May I send my dry cleaning bill to CBS? Kevin, the answer is yes. Go ahead,
take
do
them off for processing, though.
Yeah, that'll be back to you in like a year. 503-733-2970. The wheels of CBS grind slowly, my friend. This email says, Rick, a pox on you for continuing this nonsense with a mystery sound. I have barricaded myself in my office from noon to three for the last week and a half. I'm running out of excuses to change meetings. Give it up so we can all move on. I guess it means you're doing a good radio. I am a hopeless geek. Best regards, Patty. All right, there you go. Patty Hill. I shouldn't give her full name. Patty Hill. Patty Hill is one of the two people who wrote Happy Birthday. That's weird. Patty and Mildred Hill.
It's weird that you know that.
It took two people to write that song.
All right.
It's 503-733-2970. All right, Sarah. Are we done with breaks? We have one more?
We have one more. But it's a small one.
All right, here's what we got to do. We have to do two things. What?
I knew you were going to say
it. You made the McRib his back sound.
No,
what?
Let's just get the mystery sound thing out of the way.
You don't like the mystery sound.
You
now,
know,
here's the thing.
I think it was funny for like 5 weeks.
I wish that we could get rid of it too.
Well, now's the time to do so.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Well, we announced that if nobody got it, we were going to announce it by the end of this week. Sarah was going to announce it. Sarah was just going to blurt it out. So we got like, the time is ticking. We got like 48 hours to get rid of it. Sarah's just going to blurt it out. So here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to do a list, the definitive list of commonly guessed things the mystery sound isn't. Is not. Then we'll probably break. We'll come back with Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Got another pair of tickets to see Hatebreed, Norma Jean, and I think it's 9 or 8 bands. The Roseland Friday. If you've got a 16-year-old boy in your house who just punches through walls a lot and kicks things and sets a lot of fires, you'll want to take him to that. So that's coming up Friday at the Roseland, Hatebreed, et cetera, et cetera. It's called Off Fest. You got a pair of tickets to that. Do not call for that now. All right, so let's do the definitive list of things that the mystery sound is not. The mystery sound is not. Are you taking notes now? The definitive list here of the things the mystery sound isn't. The mystery sound is not the little springy thing on the bottom of a door to keep it from hitting the wall. As noted before by Todd the Corpse, it doesn't even sound like that. In no way does it sound like that.
Maybe if you're like dragging something across it.
Yeah.
A ruler.
It
could be on the floor with a ruler.
Or maybe on a desk.
The mystery sound is not, I repeat, not. The mystery sound is not a ruler being, boinged on the edge of a desk, snapped, and then pulled forward to the edge of a desk.
It wouldn't be happening.
No. The mystery sound is not a spinner from the game of life.
Or any other game.
For the love of sweet God. It is not from any board game. It is not from any board game from the 70s or any other era. What else? What are the other really commonly guessed? Those are the big three. Is there anything else that's been really... Scotty, is there anything else that's been really... You're screening the calls. Is there anything that's been really frequently guessed as to what the mystery sound is? You got anything? Is that it? Oh, yeah, it's not. This is the other one. It's not a boat hitch. For a lot of people think it's one of those crank-up boat hitches. Yeah, because, and here's the thing. We said a while back, people during a clarifying round, people were saying, is it something to do with a boat? It is not. It is not something to do with a boat. So there you go. Other than that, there you go. So those are the big four. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that just gets repeatedly speculated on. Oh, it's not a lawnmower. That's the other one. People think it's like a pull start lawnmower that's not quite kicking over. Oh, I've closed it. Wait, hold on. This is not. It is not a pull start lawnmower. All right, there you go. And I think that's it. So there you go. There's the list of things the mystery sound isn't. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Let's do a couple quick news stories here with Tim Riley at the City Desk. Then we'll break. We'll come back with Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
From high south the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting. A Spokane dog is home safe after surviving a fall from a cliff with only scratches and bruises.
Aw.
Quigley was on a family outing at the Spokane River.
Quigley.
When he leapt over a rock wall and fell 150 feet to the river below, he went underwater and was swept away. His family thought he was gone for good, but suddenly he resurfaced a ways downstream. Apparently he's okay. He only has a couple of cuts and bruises.
I know exactly where those falls are. I mean, there's not a bit. You don't want to fall off of that. It'll hose you most of the time.
Well, Paris Hilton was forced to drive from Vegas to L.A. after airline officials told her she couldn't bring her 6 pets on a flight home. She brought along her monkey, tiger, and ferrets.
Are you kidding me?
For a weekend of partying.
Picture, if you will, now, Paris Hilton partying with what? A ferret?
A monkey. Oh, wait a minute. She also had a monkey, a tiger, and ferrets.
A tiger?
Yeah.
Don't you just pray that it turns on its owner sooner rather than later?
It was for a wild weekend, apparently.
Okay.
She tried to bring him on a commercial flight, and they wouldn't let me fly with the animals, she said. They thought I was a traveling circus.
So I had to drive all the way from Vegas in a limo with these animals, and there were six in all. It was a lot.
She's not busy being photographed with her hand down her pants. All right.
Does that happen frequently?
I go to SarahXDillon.com, by the way. Sarah has to see said photograph. SarahXDillon.com. By the way, also there you can be seeing a picture of Britney Spears, which is clearly not Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. Show Tim that picture that you're talking about.
Oh, I've seen it already.
Okay, is that Britney? Does that look at all like
no.
Britney Spears?
That's
what I'm saying. It's
okay. I'll be right back.
If you go to SarahXDillon.com right now, and you look at that picture, which she purports... I'm not saying you're lying, Sarah. I'm saying I'm saying you were fibbed to. Mm-hmm. Whoever told you that was Britney Spears is tricking you.
It is Britney Spears.
Okay.
I'm showing you the cover.
I'm looking at the face right now. If I was to... It's not Britney... I will bet you... It's not Britney Spears. Okay, look how thin her face is, first of all.
Well, yeah, that's airbrushing, Rick.
Okay, but...
They had to make something look good.
They've also made her... She's all dark and dark-skinned and tan. Her eyes have changed color, I believe. I'm not saying they're not claiming it's a picture of Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, they are claiming that. I'm saying they're...
Are you saying they got some other naked pregnant woman to pretend to be her?
I'm saying on the internet, the number of things labeled incorrectly is legion. I'm saying just because somebody on the internet claims it's a picture... Do you know how many nude photos I've gotten in the mail that claim to be Britney Spears? You know, secret nude photos that they tried to cover up that no one... It's never her, ever. And I look at all of them. I look at every one of those very, very closely. And I enlarge in Photoshop.
Nope.
Okay, that's Britney Spears on the cover. This right here, this picture on your website, is not Britney Spears.
That is her. Look at her on the cover. She's still all tan and greasy with dark hair.
Tan and greasy with dark hair.
I believe that is her.
All right, fine, whatever. Let's take a couple of these. Let's see. Quan. Hello, Quan.
Hey, I'm here.
Quan, what's up? What do you got here?
Hey, I got two guesses for the mystery sound.
You're allowed one guess for the mystery sound.
Okay, let's go for this one then. A washboard with a spoon running down it. Like, you know, like those clothes washing boards.
I'm sorry. Like a clothes washing board.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that before... Okay, wait, and... No.
Thank you.
All right, now, sorry about that, Quan.
Not a problem.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. All right, let's see. Two more, then we'll break. Jesus. What is it? Okay, that...
It's a wind tunnel.
That's a mystery sound. We'll do one more here, then we'll come back with Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Jared, hello.
Hey,
hey.
You know, you said it was no board games, but you also said it was age specific. I was going to say it was that game that pops all the crap in your face if you don't take it all out fast enough. You know what I'm talking about? You know, all the little shapes, if you don't put them all in.
Oh, you're talking about perfection.
Perfection, the winder on that, that's what it sounds like.
Is that your guess, sir?
That is my guess.
Thank you.
All right.
Can we at least please let Tim do a news story?
Thank you, Jared.
Yes, sir.
Bye now. All right, Tim, do another
You went to the news stories, and then you didn't even let him do a story.
We did one, didn't we?
I think we did two.
All right,
did
here's another news story from Tim Riley.
Okay, here's a clip from Superman. Are we ready on Bank B?
I am.
In this scene, Perry White tells the staff of the Daily Planet how he wants to cover the return of Superman.
I want to know it all, everything. Olsen, I want to see photos of him everywhere. No, I want the photos. Travel. Where did he go? Was he on vacation? If so, where? Gossip. Has he met somebody? Fashion. Is that a new suit? Health. Has he gained weight? What's he been eating? Business. How is this going to affect the stock market? Long term? Short term? Politics. Does he still stand for truth? Justice? All that stuff. Lifestyle. Superman Returns.
All right. Frank Langella, who is fantastic, is Perry White.
In this scene, Lois Lane, played badly, we hear, by Kate Bosworth, questions Superman about what he did with all these years away.
Let's start with the big question. Where'd you go?
To Krypton.
But you told me it was destroyed ages ago.
It was.
Do you like pink?
Or astronomers thought they found
it. You like pink?
I had to see myself.
Is it less wooden when you're watching it?
No. You have her bland features to distract you, though.
And everyone seems to be pretty happy about it.
I am reading this off a cue card. Brian Singer regrets hiring me.
I read the article, Lois.
Yes, so did a lot of people. Tomorrow night, they give me the Pulitzer.
Why did you write it?
How could you leave us like that?
How could you what? What was
leave
the question?
Us like
how could you do something to us like that?
And finally in this scene, Lex Luthor explains his plan to his partner in crime, Kitty Kowalski, played by Parker Posey.
You see, whoever controls technology controls the world. The Roman Empire ruled the world because they built roads. The British Empire ruled the world because they built ships. America, the atom bomb, and so on and so forth. I just want what Prometheus wanted.
Sounds great, Lex, but you're not a god.
Yeah.
The part where Hannibal Lecter's looking at drawings.
Fly around in little red capes and don't share their power with mankind. No! I don't want to be a god. I just want to bring fire to the people. And I want my cut.
I want to talk in large, echoey rooms where no one can understand what I'm saying.
Sounds like it was recorded at the Northwest News Channel.
Fantastic. All right. Well, okay. So, Scotty, what am I doing here? Am I taking metal calls, or are we coming back and talking to these people? All right. All right, we'll figure it out. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're back after this on AM 970 Solid State Radio. Like us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. All right, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. All right. Coming up, we got Likas at 3, Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11. Tomorrow morning, Stephanie Miller, which is a fantastic show. That's here tomorrow, 6 to 9. Hey, Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How can I help you today?
I've got a clarifying question, if I may.
All right.
Is the sound that the subject is making inherent to the sound itself, or is it something that you're manipulating?
In other words, is this the sound the object naturally makes?
Right.
That it is. We are not altering or manipulating the sound in any way, sir.
You can see from the sound that the spinner from the Game of Life make that sound is.
No, it's not.
That spoon down a washboard is something you're manipulating.
No, it is not being manipulated. All we did was hold the microphone up to the object and make the noise, sir.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right. All right, so we're running a couple minutes late today. So we got, what, like 7 minutes, 8 minutes? Do we have time to do Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics, do you think? Okay, Scotty, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take caller number 5 right now. For Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. You will win a pair of tickets to Hatebreed, Norma Jean, etc. Friday at the Roseland. It's called Off Fest. Starts at like 5 p.m. It's like 8 bands. So 503-733-2970. We're going to run a few minutes overtime today. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We'll take caller 5 right now. We'll do Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. And then don't forget, coming tomorrow on the show, we got Jen Lane coming up Friday. Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com is going to be here. All right, I got to get my metal, my background music here ready. And, all right, and then so forth. All right, hold on, let me make sure that I've got it here. All right. Wait, and, all right, are we ready? Is it knee? Is that how it's the Knights who say knee? All right, hold on a second. Let me make sure that I've got this, and... All right, this is line one. All right, okay. Hi, Matt.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi, Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm great, right. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm rolling, brother. Are you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I will sing you two sets of metal lyrics, one of them real, one of them written by Scotty J. You, sir, must discern which is real, which is fake. Are you ready to spot the fake metal lyrics?
Ready.
All right, let me roll these. Here's set of lyrics number one. My mission to protect, your nature to destroy. Don't worship me, yeah, 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 until I've earned it. They send you 35 years from now. No fate but what we make, immortal, bequeathed, generations behind. The future is set, a life in the past! All right, there you go. That's set of lyrics number one. All right, set of...
Dear phrase.
I am.
Set of lyrics number two.
Just too close to all this.
I know.
Set of lyrics...
close to the crazy.
Set of lyrics number two. Here we go. Are you ready for set of lyrics number two?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Conjure your lies! Based upon your fears, purgatory grows within your rotting mind.
fools to the slaughter. Self-made sacrifice. Suffer your beliefs. They will become reality.
All right, I think that was originally done by Air Supply.
All right, sir. All right, Matt, which set of metal lyrics was fake? The first set or the second set?
The second set was fake.
No! In your face!
Oh!
Okay, the second set, that was a band called, hold on, that was a
Manowar?
Band. No, that was a band called Rib Spreader.
Really?
The song is called Soul Sufferer. The first set of lyrics that you thought were real, that's dialogue from Terminator 2.
Oh, okay.
Don't you feel foolish. All right.
Now I do.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome. All right,
there you go. All right, there you go.
So nobody wins a prize?
No. And, you know, it's perverse that I'm always happier when they don't win. I know that I should be having, like, oh, you've won Hatebreed tickets. Here you go. You're going to have a great time. The power of music.
You should be happy that people listen to us.
I know. What does that mean? That's a little cold.
No, I'm just saying.
Wait, hold on. Is that true? You're not screwing with me. So, Scotty, so this, but someone did, this is the real sound? Someone got the actual mystery sound?
I don't believe it.
Shh, just don't jinx it. But it's the, but they got it, though. The actual.
Always so fascinating when he talks to someone who can't talk back. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, no, because I, because he, we don't have a back and forth here. So he's going to hear the, well, how long do we have, Sarah?
2 minutes.
A couple minutes later. 2 minutes.
Well, maybe like 2.5.
He's typing up, I cannot believe it either, .. Yes, all caps, many exclamation. I don't have time, I've only got 90 seconds. This is an inadvertent guarantees. This is like the who shot JR of the Rick Emerson show. What if we just wake up tomorrow? We should totally come back tomorrow and be like, there was no mystery sound. It was all just a dream. We should totally do that. Mystery sound? Why, I don't remember any mystery sound.
You're going crazy.
Do you remember? I'm sorry. Do you remember when we dreamt that mystery sound? What was that? I don't remember either. I can't. Okay, but we don't have time to do it. Okay, tomorrow. I swear to God, tomorrow... the mystery sound revealed. I don't have time. I know I sound like a jerk. I sound like I'm doing it on a. Is it a fishing pole thingy? Thank you. No, because we got like 1 minute, right?
Yeah, we have like a minute and a half.
All right. No, I got nothing. I can't. There's not enough time to
For like something that's taken 4 weeks to build up to. We're not going to squish it into a minute.
For something that's taken a year and a half. All right. Well. Okay. So here's what we will do. So we will just end the program. Or program, as they used to say, now, tomorrow, because you were going to reveal it on Friday anyway, so we beat it by a day. All right, so tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, the mystery sound. Wait, do we have some sort of lead up? You can have some sort of...
This is an old-fashioned cliffhanger.
It really is, but it's... I had no... He just typed on the screen now. It's not even like we took a call. All right, tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, a generation has waited. The mystery sound revealed... That doesn't really work. That's not really like lead-up music. All right. Tomorrow also, well, it doesn't matter. Tomorrow, Jen Lane and more stuff and things, top five maybe, but it doesn't matter. None of that matters. Tomorrow, the mystery sound revealed. But you know what? But here's how we'll do it, too. Tomorrow, we will reveal the mystery sound, but you, yes, you out there, maybe you've guessed incorrectly, we will give you a chance to win something. I got a whole thing. Okay, I know how we're going to do it, too. We'll do it in a way that we can actually give something else away, too. We'll make it a thing within a thing. This is fantastic. Even I'm excited. I'm giddy, and I know what the goddamn sound is. I was there when we recorded it. Tomorrow, the mystery sound revealed. I was trying to be like Chris Angel there.